This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom and Anthony, and I'm going to sing a song. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. On the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. On the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. One more time. Fire, 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 fire fall on me. On the day of Pentecost, fire fall on me. Where would we be if we didn't have Pentecost? I don't think we would be. And you know what? That makes me think, where would we be as a church if we do not experience Pentecost? That's scary, because it's God's will. Jesus said it. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Oh, yes, we are in the first Friday of Lent, but we need Pentecost. We need the fire. We need the power. We need Jesus. God did not leave us an impotent church. He did not leave an impotent church to us. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Jesus did not leave an impotent church. We are the church that has been formed by the Holy Spirit. Oh, one teacher said to me that I was Spirit-centered. I said, no, no, no. The Spirit leads us to Jesus Christ. I am Christ-centered, but I am in absolute need of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so are you. Where would we be without the outpouring of the Spirit? And so many people have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm talking Pentecost. I know it's the first Friday in Lent, but I'm talking Pentecost. The power of the Holy Spirit coming upon God's people, that we become the children of God. We're adopted children through the blood of the Lamb. Where would we be without Pentecost? And I tell you that. Where will we be in 2025 without Pentecost?
We'd just be doing religious activities.
And no one needs religious activities. We need the power of God. We need the presence of God. We need the Word of God. That's what we need. We don't need to have just religious forums. We need things to happen when we preach. We need things to happen when we pray over people. We need things to happen when we prophesy. Oh, yes, we are not a dead church. God has left His Spirit in the church. But so many people have no idea what Pentecost is all about. They think it's 50 days after Easter, and that's true. It's 50 days after Easter. But without Pentecost, we would not be here on the radio. Without Pentecost, I would not know, and Anthony would not know the power of God. Without Pentecost, we'd be like the dry bones in Ezekiel 37. But God wants to give us Pentecost, the power of the Holy Spirit. The last words of Jesus, the last words of my father before he died, take care of your mother. That was what he wanted before he died. Told me the very most important word, take care of your mother. The last word of Jesus before he ascended into heaven, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Those were the last words of the risen Lord. They are the words that I live by. They are the words that Anthony lives by. We need to have the fulfillment of Acts 1:8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. I see people today say, I don't know that power. I see them right now. You can know that power if you go to Jesus and tell him, baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. In 1968, before the Blessed Sacrament, I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. And that night began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave me utterance. Baptized in the Holy Spirit. How we need that baptism in the Holy Spirit. It is the experience of confirmation. We've all been confirmed. That's wonderful. But have you experienced confirmation? That's the issue. The early church experienced confirmation on the day of Pentecost. Have you? It's available. You know how I know? Jesus said, you fathers among you know how to give good gifts to your children. If they ask you for a piece of bread, you don't give them a stone. If they ask you for a fish, you don't give them a scorpion. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, wonderful Holy Spirit. Come, baptize your people with the power of Pentecost, that we would go out on that first day of Pentecost. We would be like those apostles saying, this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah.
The Holy Spirit gives you the ability to be fully alive. You want to be the full expression of what Jesus created you to be. To be the full expression on this earth of what Jesus created you to be. What I say is when I die, I want to max out every gift, every grace. I want to max out everything that Jesus has given to me. I don't want to leave anything in the tank. I want to give it all to Jesus. The Holy Spirit, he gives you the power to walk in intense and passionate love for Jesus. It is Lent. At the prayer meeting said, Father said, during Lent, we just walk in a greater intensity. We have 40 days to move in a greater intensity than we do all year. And during Lent on this first Friday, there is a grace upon this earth. That as you surrender to the grace, there is a grace for you to walk in a greater intensity, fervor, and self-sacrificing love to Jesus Christ. To walk in authority is to walk in love. That's the point. You know, compassion. Jesus had passion in of love of everyone he saw, and he healed with that. To walk, when we are walking in the love of Christ, we are walking in authority. The devil just tries to bump us into fear or worry, and then we lose our authority. But when we are walking in the love of Christ, we're walking in authority. The Holy Spirit, it lets us be spiritually mature. You know, spiritual maturity is in the kingdom is the ability to bring people to Jesus. When you become mature in the Spirit, you gain the grace to bring people into Jesus. Because the life of Jesus that you carry within you, it's transferable. It's transferable. We're not only trying to communicate the word of God to people, you want to communicate the heart of God. It's a spirit-to-spirit interaction that when someone encounters you, you carry a dimension of God's love, of God's power, and what is in your heart you're transferring to others. That's why during Lent it's so important that we pray, we fast, we almsgive, so that we begin to purify our heart. Because, you know, someone can be saying the perfect words, but if their heart is crooked, you know it in your spirit. You feel it in your spirit. But if your heart is filled with the love of God, it draws people to you. And it doesn't draw people to you. It draws people to Jesus Christ within you. This Lent, God wants to fill you with his light, so you have infused knowledge of God's goodness and God's love. As Jesus, the light of the world, begins to fill you, there's something called infused knowledge. It was a gift that was given to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve had knowledge of all of creation, how it worked. They had infused knowledge of God and his wisdom. And as you begin to fast, as you begin to pray in tongues, as you begin to go to adoration, as you begin to partake in the sacraments and let the Holy Spirit overfill you, your soul is filled with the light of Christ, and you start receiving infused knowledge of everything has to do with God and all of creation. So soon you begin to open your mouth and you begin to utter the mysteries of God. You begin to know things about people that only God could reveal to you, and that will lead them to the heart of God. You begin to know God not only in your head, but in your heart. You begin to take part in God's divinity and his divine life. That when someone encounters you, your flesh is melted away. So it is as if they are encountering Jesus, because they are encountering Christ who live within you. That you become a living tabernacle upon this earth for the living God. As a tabernacle host Jesus, you are the host of Jesus. That there's no false humility within you. That you're saying, oh, I'm so wretched, God can never use me. No. You know that Jesus Christ has died so that you could live. That Jesus Christ has chosen us, not because we are good, but because he is good, to put his power and his love within you. That you are being used as a vessel of God's grace, and you have the grace to receive that and to walk in that. You see, without Pentecost, without the Holy Spirit, we're only doing religious actions. Without the Holy Spirit opening up what is happening to you at Mass, what is happening that Jesus is becoming the bread and blood, the body and blood of Jesus Christ on that altar in the Eucharist, without the Holy Spirit opening up the wisdom of what is happening to your soul as you walk into the confessional, these are just religious things we are doing. But on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes and that spirit of revelation comes over you and he opens your eyes to see and to know what is going on, we're not just doing things to check the box. We're not just taking the Eucharist because it's the thing you do. We're taking the Eucharist because it's the greatest gift that God ever gave to this world. We're going to confession because we know that God has a perfect way of doing things. And that is a perfect way of forgiveness for our sins, as we confess our sins to the priest. And then there's other ways that God will work in a less perfect means. But we're doing things because we understand the grace and what is actually going on in the Spirit.
I will not leave you orphaned. Jesus tells us that in the 14th chapter of St. John. And so many people are living as orphans. So many people are living as if they do not have a father.
I know who my daddy is.
And they do not have a mother. That's real. This broadcast is to make you know that you have a father. You have a mother. You have a savior. You have one that went to the cross and was nailed for you. You've got one who bled his last drop of blood for you. You've got one who rose from the dead for you. And you've got one who said, I will not leave you orphaned. I will pour out my spirit upon you. Oh, yes, it's after the resurrection that the Holy Spirit comes. It's after the ascension that the Holy Spirit comes. But how many people have received that wonderful baptism of the Holy Spirit? That's what confirmation is all about. You know, I wish I would have been confirmed at 11 years old and went through the Life in the Spirit seminars when the bishop laid his hands upon me. I wish I could have said, Andaria Candoria Caferia. I couldn't say it because I wasn't able to do that. How did I learn? I didn't learn. It was a revelation. A revelation that Jesus said, it is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict you of sin. He will draw you into the presence of God. He will be the forgiveness of your sins. How we need the Holy Spirit. But we do not proclaim the Holy Spirit. We proclaim this Jesus, whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. Holy Spirit, I want greater proclamation in my life. I want to proclaim greater than I ever have by the grace that you are and by the grace that you give me. I want people to know, and I don't mean know in their heads alone, but to know that they know that there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, and that this Jesus Christ said, it is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, I'm living Pentecost today on the first Friday of Lent. I'm living the power of the Holy Spirit. It happened in 68. It was a wonderful experience, but I'm living it out now. I'm living it out by God's grace, and you can live it out too. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. Are you asking? Are you asking? Are you asking? That's the issue. What are you asking for? What are you asking for? Father, we need a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Father, through the power of his death and resurrection, we need a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And Father, as you give us a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we proclaim this Jesus, whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. The Holy Spirit always draws us to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's the Lord of Lent also.
Amen.
Some people say, you know what? I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to do the other thing for Lent. What's God going to do for you during Lent? Are you availing yourself that God wants to do something for you during Lent to make you a new creation? Oh, I've already been baptized in the Spirit. You need more. I do too. I need more. I always need more.
God feeds the hungry. You see, the reason we fast, pray, and give is to dispose our heart to receive more from God. It's to take down our flesh and let the windows of heaven open over us so that we can receive more from God. The point isn't to believe in Jesus, it's to belong to Jesus. The point of your life is not to believe in Jesus. It's to belong to Jesus. To not only know Jesus as your Savior, but do you know him as the King of your life? Because when you know Jesus is King, he crowns you with the Holy Spirit. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. He will teach you the secrets of the Spirit. You see, Jesus wants to be your best friend. And you know what friends do with one another? They share secrets with each other. Do you want God to share the secrets of the kingdom with you? He can only give you what you are ready to receive. He can only give the solid food to the spiritually mature who aren't going to waste the graces God wants to give. You don't want to only believe in Jesus. You want to belong to him. Not only your Savior, but your King. You want to let God infuse his divine life within you. You know, will you fast? Will you pray? Will you give? Without the Holy Spirit, these are just religious activities again. You need the revelation of why God is calling us to do this through his church. It is for the good of the kingdom of God and the good of our soul. So that all we can do, because in the spiritual life, all good things are a gift from God. We cannot earn anything, we just receive. But we dispose ourselves, we dispose our hearts to receive from God.
We receive from God. It's all about receiving. Oh, I know we Catholics are good doers. That's real.
It's important.
Me too. But it is even better that we would be good receivers so that we could be better doers. You see, when he does something in you through the Holy Spirit, then you can go and bless other people with what he has done for you. You see, I couldn't pray for people for the baptism of the Spirit in 1967. Why? Because I had never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But in 1968, the last Sunday in August, I was before the Blessed Sacrament, and I came, he came upon me. I received Pentecost, the experience of Pentecost. Pentecost came at confirmation, but it didn't come experientially until 1968, last Sunday in August. That's what happened. And why are we proclaiming? We are proclaiming what we know to be true and what we believe to be true, that he, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, went to the cross out of love for you. He, the King of Kings, bled the last drop of blood for you so that you would go to heaven and you would be forgiven. Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. And then they start speaking in other languages. Oh, I believe in the speaking of other languages. I believe in the spirit that gives prophetic words. I believe in the gift that God heals his people through the laying on of hands. It's all real. It's all, but it only became real through the baptism of the Spirit. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Oh, that baptism of the Spirit. It's not a sacrament. But where would I be without the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
It makes the sacraments come alive. And why is God allowing you to hear this right now? Because God wants to give you the same gift. But you got to open your heart to receive it. Because God feeds the hungry, and he gives us the desires of our heart. You want to desire it. You want to be a good doer. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, just feel Jesus within you right now through the Holy Spirit. And then suddenly, when you're preaching, I ask Jesus to come preach in my preaching. Come speak in my speaking. Come pray in my praying. Come loving my loving. Come think in my thinking, Jesus. I want to be nothing but a portal and a vessel for you, Lord, that you can dwell within me, Lord, that I give you all of my rights, Lord, to you. I lay down my life for you. I surrender my desires, my senses, my body, my soul, my heart. Lord, come and own me. Lord, come and take me. Lord, come and use me. For you are the potter, and I am the clay. I am nothing but an empty vessel to house your love and your glory. On my own, there is nothing good. But the good I have is the grace and the ability to say yes to you, Lord Jesus. That you are my king. I am your servant, God. But you have chosen me, God, just as God has chosen you, to not only use you, but to love you and to put his divine life in you. And you know, the amount that God owns you is the amount that he will use you. This Lent, we want to be holy. But what is holiness? Holiness is one thing, ownership. Holiness is only ownership. We cannot become holy on ourselves. We cannot do things that make us holy. But we can become holy when God owns our life. So what can we do to give God greater ownership of our life? First, we surrender. Then we do things such as fast to take down our flesh, pray to be in the presence of God, give to be like the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This Lent, will you give your money? Will you give your time? Will you give your life? Will you give your heart? Because ultimately, that is what Jesus is after.
But so many people think, Lent, I'm giving up chocolate. It's much more than that. It's total surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father. Total surrender. God wants to light up this Lent for you. And he can only do that through the Holy Spirit. Maybe other Lents, nothing ever happened. This Lent is going to be different.
Hallelujah.
God wants to light up your life this Holy Lent. God wants to do something for you and through you that he's never been able to do because he didn't have your permission. So, Lord, we close this broadcast by saying, you have my permission to do what you want to do in me this Lent. You have my permission to forgive me by the blood of Jesus. You have my permission so that I can proclaim you clearly, wonderfully, and totally by the grace of God.
Intensity. That is a word from Father this Lent for you. Intensity.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.